Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. During our Grenard conversation, received a message from one of our listeners, Brandon, and he mentioned the Green Book. We were talking about the Grenard price. I got to double check to make sure that's still out there. But he said the Green Book has Grenard for a sack at minus 119. So there you go.
The plus 225 is a lot nicer.
Yeah. Let me see if that's even still available. Yes. But you're going to see that. I saw that yesterday with Parsons. I was talking about it on game day. And I saw one book had minus 140 and another book had plus 125. Not as big of a gap, but a massive difference. So this market and some of these websites, when you look it up, where they show different prices, they're not always up to date and they don't show everybody's price. But yeah, take a couple minutes and shop around if you plan on betting something, because you're going to save yourself a lot. Like when we're talking about a 65-cent gap, like that's obviously worth your time.
Right. I like Odunze tonight, and there's a huge range on him. So the receiving yardage number is as low as 46.5. Oh, never mind. BetMGM just went to 47.5. I guess they're listening to BetSweats. So 47.5 is the low end. The high end is 50.5. If he lands at 49, I mean, come on. You're over 47.5, you're a winner. You're over 50.5, you're a loser on 49. You got to get the best of the number. I use this website every day during the season. FTNBets.com. They have this thing called the Prop Shop. You type in a player, type in a team, it populates the player in every market that's up. 47.5, 47.5, 47.5, 50.5, 50.5. Where are you going if you like the over? To the 47.5.
That site that had plus 225, it is now plus 106 for Grenard.
Well, look what we did, Joe. We ruined it. We ruined the Grenard market.
My bad. I think it's still a good bet.
He's getting a sack tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still a good bet, but you want to shop around on those. He's the second favorite after Van Ginkel to get a sack. How about that? The top three guys in this market are Vikings. Van Ginkel, Grenard, Hargrave. Tell you something?
They do have a better defense and a better roster, but if Caleb Williams can be the best player on the field, the Bears could undoubtedly win. We got an update from Bob, who had that parlay. He had that nine-leg under parlay.
Yes.
Eight of them hit, and the last one is Chicago, Minnesota, under 44.5. Looks like he took your advice, and he bet over 43.5 for a nickel at even money. So if it lands 44, he hits the nuts. He would middle this. Mm-hmm. He'd hit the under 44.5 and hit the over 43.5. He also did some bets on over little numbers. He went over 39, over 39, smaller bets with profit boost. But he did end up hedging. I believe the payout was about 1,500, right? Or was it 1,700? 1,700 was the initial bet. So he's putting about a third of that on over hedges.
But he's like, look, I didn't bet anything, too. There's that angle as well. I don't mind it. I don't hate it. It depends what kind of bettor you are, right? Or how much risk you want to put out there. And he risked nothing. It was just a free bonus bet that was sitting in his account. He's like, okay, I'm going to look at it, use it. It's a good angle. Smart angle. Division unders. You had a bunch of divisional matchups, and I think he bet all of them. Maybe there was another under he threw in there that was not a divisional matchup, but man, there was a ton of them. Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
So he's saying his minimum take home is $815. Best case scenario, it lands on 44. He'll win $2,500. 2.5.
I hope that happens for
I hope he wins.
It could. It could very well do that. And then you don't have to mess around with, maybe I'll get a bigger middle. I'm going to watch the live line. You don't need that sweat. It's like, okay, I'm just going to take what they're giving me. I'm going to take this right now. It's free money. And that's how some people do it. And some people want the bigger payout. It depends what kind of bettor you are. All right, Sam. So, okay. We could talk about it because you brought it up earlier. GRP becomes a tout, selling picks for $100 a pick. Bit self-deprecating in his video, made the worst bet on the board. He took Miami in the one that the pick that he's selling, the pick that he's charging. No idea how many customers he has. I don't know if he has one customer that's paying $100 for those picks. But I just saw a video during the break that I was playing for you guys. Didn't have time to get through the whole thing. His next pick, he posted it. How's that work? You're charging $100. That's what I was playing. Yeah. Hmm. That's what I was playing.
So maybe he's giving everybody a freebie because the pick was so bad.
Because he felt so bad about it. Okay. So now we have our pick, right? We're going against it?
What is it? What's the bet?
He's mad he didn't get it last night or earlier when it was 7.5. He took the Jets.
Oh, really?
We can find the Bills at -6.5 right now.
I hear Jake clacking. I think Jake is looking it up to fade. I can't tell. Yeah. Can't confirm or
fade
deny.
Moon? Are we willing to do this after one game? We're like, okay, you're the fade, the new fade god.
I understand the natural letdown spot for Buffalo after exerting itself late in that fourth quarter and beating one of its biggest rivals. I understand it situationally.
Sure.
But are the Jets going to do that again on offense? I don't know.
That's a lot.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Total 45.5. Whew. Did seem like the Bills had to empty the kitchen sink just to get there. But, man, that offense is scary. They have so many receivers. And Keon Coleman, if that's a glimpse of what we're going to see this season, man, I don't want to go against them.
I have no thoughts on Georgia's Week 2 pick. I need time to think about it.
Okay. I want to see what happens. I can't wait. I love this. It was so bad. You had one pick, and it was done immediately. As soon as the game started, it was over. It was perfect. Love it. Okay, official picks for tonight. Sam, where are we going?
I like Adunze over 47.5 receiving yards. I do. I think he's a 1,000-yard guy this year. And I've talked about this on many shows over on his season-long number, 850.5. I think he has a big season. He's their best receiver. And I think Ben Johnson will figure that out right away. Maybe he already has. So I like over 47.5, but I do have the Vikings to win the game -120 on the money line.
All right. Very good. I've got a couple of touchdown props for tonight. Let's go Jordan Mason. Vikings, backup running back. We're getting a little bit of value. I'm not going with Aaron Jones, even though he's a Bears killer. We're going 2-1 with Mason to get into the end zone against this Bears defense. And on the Bears side, we're going to go Colson Loveland. He is now 4-1. 4-1 for an anytime touchdown. Damn. I keep thinking about Zacchaeus for first touchdown of the game. 19-1. If I'm going first touchdown bet, that would be my route. You can go Loveland, you can go Zacchaeus, but I could see Zacchaeus being that guy. 19-1. Let me check on the price for Loveland. It is about the same price, 20-1. But we'll go Zacchaeus if you're interested in doing that. Are you going to bet Renard or just going to stay away from it at this point?
I liked it a lot more at +2.25 than -106. No, I don't know. Probably not. Considering it was and where it is.
And we just want him to have a good game. Monday Night Football, Vikings defense, DPOY, right?
I have enough tickets floating around on Grenard at 100-1 or higher. I'm good. Just grab a sack or two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five.
Yeah, and then we can talk tomorrow morning about how much the market has moved on him for DPOY. All right, let's get to the fellas. We'll start with Paul Aspen. Paul?
That's where I was going, Joe. The key is 20-1, first touchdown at BetMGM.
Yeah.
So, in on that. And I'll play one on the other side as well. I wanted to, go way down the board to Josh Oliver at 33, but I think I'll settle on TJ Hockenson at 12-1. So, those are two first touchdown bets. And then I've got a free bet to burn. So, went in the lab. Could be argued that maybe it's a meth lab, but the Bills, Utah to win the Big 12, and Dodgers to win the World Series, 200-1.
Oh, Bills Super Bowl, Dodgers World Series, Utah Big 12.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the party, Paul. Welcome to the Bills party.
Throw Masters bet in there, coward.
Scotty, I put it in. Scotty, 900-1. If you had Scotty.
Oh, my God. What about Zalatoris? If you flip out Scotty and put in Zalatoris.
No.
Yeah, I'll just go.
Paul owns the casino after that.
Wait a minute. One more idea. Yeah. Take out Scheffler and put in Thigala.
Oh, God. No.
Could you imagine needing that?
Paul. It would have to be.
Imagine needing that for the last leg.
I would not like to. Jake, go. I'll get back to you.
The app just exploded.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mr. MGM is knocking on Paul's door right now to take him out. I'll be on the Loveland touchdown as well. I like that. I'll be on Rome with Sam in perpetuity. Nope, that's not what that means. Never mind. Anyway, you know what I mean. And still baseball, I will go Nolan McLean over 5.5 Ks and the A's on the money line.
All right.
See you at the tailgate, everybody. Shoot
There's
me a text.
A lot of commas in this number.
There's a lot of commas.
$100.
There's a lot of commas. He can't figure it out. He can't figure out what the number says.
We'll build it later, Paul.
16,000 to 1. 16,000
Let's
to
go.
100 wins, 1.6 million.
All right. Have fun at the tailgate. I expect many photos. Jake, see you there. For Sam and the fellas of Joe, we'll talk tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.